Environment. Get the lead out. Activity 3, Part 2. This is the first step to helping your family to identify your pipes and other information about your home, what you and your family need to know, and where to find more resources and information. Materials. Pipe puzzle board and pipe pieces from Activity 3, Part 1. 1 copper washer. 1 magnet. Discover. 1. Now that everyone is familiar with the different types of pipe, let's experiment with them. 2. Knowing how each pipe reacts to the scratch test and magnet test will give you the information to identify the types of pipes in your own home. 3. Using the magnet, have everyone try picking up the pipe. Which pipe does the magnet stick to? 4. Using the copper washer, have everyone scratch each of the pipes. Observe what happens. Notice how the chalk simulated lead pipe scratches easily. If this was a lead pipe you found in your home, a similar effect would occur if you scratch that pipe with the copper washer. Decide. 1. Looking at the pipe puzzle board, where else might you find lead? First step. Get the facts about drinking water in your community and within your house. There are no safe levels of lead. 1. If your house was built before 1976, lead pipes and paint were used. 2. Where is your water coming from? If you suspect there's lead in your water, the first thing you should do is contact your water provider for information. Ask your water authority if your water has lead levels above 15 parts per billion, PPB, which is the maximum allowed by the Environmental Protection Agency, the federal agency that oversees clean drinking water. Then, ask if the service pipe or header pipe at the street has lead in it. If the lead isn't coming from your water provider, you need to test for lead contamination coming from inside your home. Second step, get your water tested. In addition to lead, there are other heavy metals that may be harmful, such as arsenic, iron, and others. Water quality varies from community to community. Third step, get your children tested for harmful elements such as lead. Fourth step, participate in Crowd the Tap and help everyone get clean, safe drinking water. Lead is a natural element with thousands of uses. You cannot see, taste, or smell lead in drinking water. In the United States, it is estimated that 500,000 children ages 1 to 5 have unhealthy levels of lead in their bloodstreams. Act 1. Now that you are familiar with the age of your home and the different types of pipes, let's find and test the pipes in your home. Even if your home was built later than 1976, lead may still be present in water from various sources. 1. Pipe solder. 2. Brass faucets. 3. Public water service lines. And or 4. From surface water contamination of your well. Use the Crowd the Tap insert that is in the kit and test your pipes and water. By adding the information about the pipes in your home, your family can become citizen scientists and help researchers find solutions to keeping your drinking water safe. Go to Crowd the Tap Activity 4. Use the Crowd the Tap flyer to find and test your pipes. And visit https://scistarter.org/NLM/CROWD-CROWD-TAP-NLM. 1. For more information regarding lead poisoning and local resources pertaining to your community, please go to Resources on page 13 of this guide. Join to make your home part of the National Inventory of Water Pipe Materials. Property line, gas meter. Networks of underground pipes deliver water to taps. Water main, gooseneck, public, water service line, curb meter, private, indoor plumbing, shutoff valve, pressure valve. Not sure of your pipe material? Look below ground for your service line, which connects to your main indoor plumbing. Test both sections of pipe with magnet and copper washer. www.crowdthetap.org